State Senator Fred Baldwin joins us live over the phone this morning from Cheyenne. Good morning, Senator. Down the home stretch in the session.
Good morning, Duke. Today and tomorrow is all that's left of this session.
All that's left. Now, I work with Senator Dockstetter, and I know these last couple of days can go late into the evening.
They sometimes do, although I would predict we're not going to go late tomorrow. I suspect we'll be out of here in good time. I think things are a little more squared away this year. We'll probably walk out of here in a good time.
Okay, so the budget session, of course, and as we've talked earlier, I understand that the House and Senate were a lot closer on the budget as during the first proposals, and so where do things stand there now?
I think for the most part the budget has passed. I think we came to an accord on that, and the budget's out. Not everybody's happy with the way the budget came out, but you know, the budget has to come out for the state. We have to fund the government, and I think we need to do a better job. But it's out, and we did pass it.
Now, of course, Wyoming, a state that requires a balanced budget every time that that comes out. So, when you look at it, were there any highlights or any points that stood out to you that's worth mentioning?
You know, there's a couple of highlights. One is that education, of course, takes a big portion of our funding every year, and it's on automatic escalators where it increases every year. And I don't remember the exact percentage, but it slides up a little every year despite we cut. It continues to troll upwards. So it went up again this year. At some point, it's going to have to come down. I heard a quote this last week that was interesting with the fall in oil prices, that for every dollar a barrel of oil drops in price, Wyoming's budget takes a $12.5 million impact. I don't think people realize that. I know oil dropped to $27 a barrel at one point. It's back right at 30 or just above 30 now, but pretty significant impact on the Wyoming budget.
Again, with State Senator Fred Baldwin this morning. Senator, as you wrap up the last couple days, are there any bills that are gaining some attention right now?
The final bills that are up today on final reading in both houses, some of the ones that I'm paying attention to anyway. I know people are paying attention to the Mountain Daylight Time. That bill comes up in the Senate first thing this morning or early this afternoon. Going back to Mountain Daylight Time permanently if the four states around us did so. One that I'm monitoring is electronic monitoring and long-term care facilities. I think it's a great bill. Of course, I'm a co-sponsor. I would say that. State school nurse, which I think is a big deal. And the House is considering a bill that I co-sponsor, first responder workplace mental injury coverage, which I think is a really big deal.
You've mentioned that one in the past. Just give us another brief explanation on what that is.
You know, the first responder workplace right now, you know, workers in EMS, fire, police, are covered for physical injuries, for mental injuries, so a PTSD type thing. They're not covered by workman's comp, and this bill will provide for that coverage because almost every injury, you can imagine the first responders see a lot of things that most people can't imagine in death and injury out on the field is everything that they deal with, family violence, et cetera. And there's a significant amount of PTSD. As a matter of fact, suicide among first responders is the highest of any group in the entire nation. And that's something that certainly needs worked on, and this would be a step towards that.
State Senator Fred Baldwin with us live this morning in the Weekday Wake Up. Appreciate your time as always. Anything else you wanted to bring up today?
No, I don't think so. We're all anxious to get home and get back to our lives, continuing to work, of course. We're never really away from here, although we're at home. We're still in China. I know I'm looking forward to doing some things at home, trying to educate the people around home and in my district about how this process works. That continues to be a problem that people just don't really understand what we do here and how the process works. And I'm going to try to get some educational things out there and some meetings this year.
Excellent. All right. State Senator Fred Baldwin this morning with us live on the SBI Radio Network. Thank you so much, Senator.